today is going to feel a little bit different to you, I hope. It feels a little bit different to me, because I don't have a whole sermon to preach. Now, keep your celebrations to a minimum, please. But what I'd like to do is share just a few thoughts based on a passage of Scripture, and then we're going to hear from the members of our Guatemala mission trip team. We went to Guatemala 2 months ago now, almost actually to the day, 2 months. We were in Guatemala, and we'd like to share some of our reflections and thoughts. But first, these words from Acts chapter 9, verses 36, 43. In Joppa, there was a disciple named Tabitha, which when translated is Dorcas, who was always doing good and helping the poor. About that time, she became sick and died. And her body was washed and placed in an upstairs room. Lydda was near Joppa. So when the disciples heard that Peter was in Lydda, they sent two men to him and urged him, "Please come at once." So Peter went with them, and when he arrived, he was taken upstairs to the room. All the widows stood around him, crying and showing him the robes and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was still with them. Peter sent them all out of the room. Then he got down on his knees and prayed. Turning toward the dead woman, he said, "Tabitha, get up." She opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He took her hand and helped her to her feet. Then he called the believers and the widows and presented her to them alive. This became known all over Joppa, and many people believed in the Lord. Peter stayed in Joppa for some time with a tanner named Simon. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Lord Jesus, we give you thanks for your goodness to us and for your grace in our lives. Help us as we live into your truth this day and through the week to come. Help us to honor you in how we live, that there might be new life in us, just as there was in Tabitha or Dorcas so long ago. We give you thanks for this word and for the testimonies that we will hear today of those who traveled to Guatemala. And in this time, we pray that your spirit would move among us. In Jesus' name, amen. There is new life in Christ. That is the theme of the entire Bible. All of Scripture points to the reality that there is new life in Christ. And the central candle on our communion table is a reminder of that reality to us in this season of our life as a congregation. It was a candle that was lit before Easter, and as we approached Easter in the time of Lent, it finally went out on the night of Maundy Thursday as a representation that Jesus died. And then Easter Sunday, it was lit again to show that Jesus is alive. New life in Christ. That new life finds its fulfillment in our lives too. It's not just that Jesus died and rose again. It's that Tabitha or Dorcas, same woman, two different names, one in Aramaic and one in Greek, she died and came back to life again. Surely an anomaly, not something that happens all the time, but something that was a symbol, a representation of the new life that all who believe in Jesus have. That there is death in sin, but there is new life in Christ. That is the truth of Scripture. Last week, I gave you a homework assignment. We're in the midst of a series called God's Space, and last week we thought about noticing where God is at work in other people's lives. This is the first key step to being able to share our stories of faith and to hear other people's stories of faith and be able to have spiritual conversations with people in very relaxed, very normal and non-threatening ways. And I gave you this homework assignment last week with the intent, and actually said to you, that I would ask for a couple of you to share a story or two of how you saw God at work in someone else's life. Not having to convert them to Jesus or anything weird like that, but just to be aware of the people in your world and what God is doing in their lives. Just as surely as Peter and the other disciples were very much aware of what God was doing in Tabitha's life, literally bringing her back to life, we too should grow in our awareness of what God is doing to bring a new spark of life into someone else around us. So I'm curious today, and this is where I'm hopeful that you will speak up, because otherwise we won't have any stories. But I'm curious today, did you notice God at work in someone else's life? Is there somebody here who would like to share a short story of seeing that happen in the lives of someone around you? Not everybody all at once. But on the other hand, don't be shy. Yeah, Scott. Not this daughter. Not right, this okay, daughter. Right, just to clarify.
My oldest daughter.
Yeah. Right.
In Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah.
She was pregnant and she had some problems with the pregnancy and the baby was born premature. And it was a lot of uncertainty at that time as to how well she was going to do. And so I feel like that it's a sign of God at work.
Wonderful. That's tremendous. The gift of life is something that we take for granted so often. When there's a complicated pregnancy and an early birth and health struggles at such a young age, having to undergo surgery, boy, really makes you realize this life thing is pretty cool. And to see that he gets to experience more of it is really wonderful. Yeah. Excellent. Yes, darling. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wonderful. Thank you, darling. It's amazing how these two stories are both about family and how sometimes the best place for us to look to see where God is working in someone's life is in our closest relatives, our children, our brothers, our parents, or other relatives, because God is working there too. God's working in the lives of your neighbors, the lives of your co-workers, the lives of your enemies. God is working in all sorts of places, and the task for us is to learn to be aware of what God is doing in our lives and in the lives of others. The temptation is for us to focus on ourselves and what God is doing for me, for us. But the task of noticing God at work is so crucial, because it's not noticing God at work in me, it's me noticing God at work in somebody else's life that gets our attention off of ourselves and gets our attention on what God is really doing to bring about new life in someone else. It's a really powerful thing to learn to do, to notice God at work in someone else's life. To that end, thank you for sharing, Darlin and Scott. We might be able to stay here all day to share about those kinds of stories, but I do want to have our time mainly be about our Guatemala team. But to the end of noticing God at work, I'd like to show you, hopefully, fingers crossed, the technology will work this week. I've got it lined up, Brennan. The video, the YouTube video that I was hoping to show you last week, the internet worked this morning. Hopefully it'll work today. Here's an awareness test.
This is an awareness test. How many passes does the team in white make?
Go!
The answer is 13. But did you see the moonwalking bear?
Go!
It's easy to miss something you're not looking for. Did you see the moonwalking bear the second time? Did you see it the first time? No, you can go back and look at it again. He comes in from the right side of the screen and goes off to the left, and he's doing his little moonwalking shuffle thing. And he's all dressed in black, so you don't pay attention to him because you're paying attention to the people that are wearing the white clothes instead of the black. It's easy to miss something you're not looking for. That video was designed by folks in London to help auto drivers watch out for bicyclists. It's easy to miss something you're not looking for, right? It's easy for us to miss God at work in somebody's life when we're not looking for it as well.